You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Chicago Charlie, Charlie Hughes, and other side of the glass, producing the show. Being joined now by Joel Corey, former agent, writes for CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel. Thanks for coming on, Joel. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, so we got into this piece. We've been talking about it since yesterday. We talked about it on the show. We talked about it on my Kurt and Long podcast. We talked about it here in the first half hour before you came on. It's been the theme, I guess, of our show for the last couple of days. So let's first start off with Jordan Love and whatever type of leverage that you think he may have here, coming off of only 1 year as a starter and really the second half of the year being his best half of the year.
I wouldn't necessarily would characterize it as leverage, but you've got Jordan Love represented by Athletes First, who also represents Aaron Rodgers, all those different primary agents. The first thing they're going to point to is you made Aaron Rodgers either the fourth or fifth highest paid quarterback or player in the league when he signed after playing only 7 games. My guy had a better year than Rodgers did in his first year as a starter, took the team to the playoffs, played an elite level down the stretch. So you at least have to do for Jordan Love what you did for Aaron Rodgers. And the Packers can't really claim, well, that was so long ago, because you still have the same guy that was the president and CEO when Rodgers' deal was done, as the current CEO and president, Mark Murphy.
What about the numbers aspect of things? Because within this piece, you know, as far as arguing for more money on behalf of Jordan Love, you went as far as to say, let's compare Aaron Rodgers last year as a starter with the Packers to what Jordan Love did this last season. How does that play to get him more money as well?
Oh, that's going to come up as well. They're going to go, you liked our guy so much, you got rid of Aaron Rodgers, and you're willing to pay slightly over $50 million per year, make Aaron Rodgers the first $50 million per year quarterback in league history, and that's what you got. You missed the playoffs, and Jordan Love outperformed it. You have a guy who turned 39 that year, you could say descending player or aging player, and you got a guy whose best football is ahead of him. And then Brian Gutekunst did something which, as an agent, I always loved. I used to call it my version of the Miranda rule. The people on the front office or coaching staff have the right to remain silent. Anything positive you say about my client can and will be used against you in a negotiation.
I love it.
And then he comes out and says that the sky's the limit for Jordan Love. So the logical extent to that would be from their side is the sky's the limit for his compensation.
So really, what are we talking about here? Because I think a lot of people coming into this thing thought, okay, 45 to 50 million, somewhere in that area probably is where Jordan Love is probably going to come out. But as you read your piece, after you hear those quotes that he said, I mean, you got it all the way up to about $56.5 million possibly a year, knowing the history of this organization has been to not be bashful about paying quarterbacks, whether it be Brett or Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to loom large in this negotiation, as I've said, for a couple of reasons. One, how you treated him when there are a lot of parallels between Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love when he got his first veteran contract. You did not know Aaron Rodgers returned to Aaron Rodgers at that time. And then what you did for Aaron Rodgers, who's old. Also, Athletes First is going to control this whole quarterback market this offseason. Not only do they represent Jordan Love, I didn't put it in the piece, but they represent Dak Prescott.
Oh.
So they're going to know what's going on there. They represent Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, they got both of those guys too?
Yeah. Different primary agents, but they're all going to talk.
Yep.
And the Tua deal is going to have more relevance than the other deal. Because they're going to do it in whatever order it probably makes sense for them. Obviously, it takes two to tango. But if they think they're going to get a great deal for Tua, they're going to slow play this Jordan Love one. If they think Tua's only going to come in a certain number, they're going to try to get Jordan Love done first. Or if they think Dak, when there are no indications that this will happen, that he's going to blow it out of the water because they're not even having serious negotiations, but let's say that turns around. They'll let Dak go first. Dak will set a high bar, and they'll draft in under that and get more than they would have otherwise.
How do the players handle this? Because, I mean, if I'm Love, Prescott, and Tua, am I questioning who's the most important player in this conversation here amongst the three of us getting our deals done? And does that become an issue with an agency?
Well, you could say it's a potential conflict of interest, but they probably don't really care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
A different stratosphere, but if Tua's negotiation is stalled at a certain point and the agents tell them, we think we can get X for Jordan, it's going to help you to be patient, he's going to be all for that.
Sure.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Joe Corey, former agent, writes for CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel. Let's talk about years here. In your piece, you talked about wanting it to be more of a shorter-term deal versus a longer-term deal. Explain that from an agent perspective.
Now that quarterbacks are playing longer and longer into their late 30s, then I would want as many bites as the apple because the salary cap's going to keep going up, particularly as you have the media rights money keep coming into the equation and gambling revenue increases. It used to be when Aaron Rodgers did his deal in 2018 that 4 new years was the norm for an extension. He did 4. Then you had the next year, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, they both gave up 4 new years. And the year before Rodgers, you had the year after, you had Russell Wilson do 4 new years. So that's what was the norm then. Now you had last year, everybody who went over $50 million per year, 5 new years. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert had 2 years left on the rookie contracts, 5-year extensions, gave up 5 new years. Jalen Hurts, 1 year left, gave up 5 new years. a straight 5-year deal for Lamar Jackson because of his franchise. So that kind of seems to be where you're going to settle into this thing is 5 new years will be 6 total years. It's probably what's going to happen.
I have been on the air saying, why not just go down the road of Patrick Mahomes if you can get Jordan Love and his agent to go there? Somewhere along the way of, let's say it's 10 years at $500 million, but I guarantee that you will be in the top 5 of quarterbacks throughout this entirety of this deal, and say 400 of it is guaranteed of the $500 million. Does the agent for Jordan Love call that a wrap and call it a day and we move forward? Or does he still try to leverage for lesser years on the deal?
Yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes is trying to have his cake and eat it too, because that thing was extremely backloaded. There wasn't a whole lot of cash in the early years, and we saw last year after Joe Burrow's deal was done, they had to readjust the cash. They didn't change the overall dollars of the deal, but they shifted a lot of money forward. You're not going to get an agent to do a deal that long to maximize your career. That's not the way to do it. It's going to probably be a 4 or 5 year extension unless Jordan Love is the one who is driving that train and says, I want to do a Mahomes concept. And then if you're going to do a Mahomes concept, remember that was $450 million is a 10-year extension back in 2020. And that was the year the salary cap was $198.2 million. We're at $255.4 million. So you're probably do a Mahomes-type deal. You're talking $700
million. Oh my God. Really?
I'm roughly doing the math in my head.
What? Oh, they're never going to do that. No, the Packers will never, ever get into that.
If you're the agent, you're going to go, yeah, we can scale that thing up from when the cap was $198.2 million, since we're in a $255.4 million cap environment, if you want to start talking that. And we're probably not going to be as player-friendly from a cash standpoint, because that thing was so team-friendly, you had to readjust it in early September last year.
Do you see any way possible that this thing doesn't get done and he ends up playing this last year of his contract out going into next offseason?
I'd be shocked, because if I'm sure both sides are aware of this, that you can stick a franchise tag on him, provided everything goes as everyone expects. Last time there was a franchise tag for a quarterback, it was Lamar Jackson. Surprisingly, they went the non-exclusive version, took a calculated risk that nobody was going to have any interest, and they were right. Lamar Jackson was a conventional quarterback. Jordan Love is a conventional quarterback. So if you look at the last two quarterbacks who were perceived to be at the high end of high caliber quarterbacks that were traded, the compensation sure was a lot more than 2 first-round picks for an unmatched offer sheet. So you might have to go the exclusive version, and the way the exclusive version is calculated, it's the top 5 salaries, which in this case means cap numbers, in 2025. Right now that projects to almost $58 million. And if you bring up franchise tag negotiation, I'm sure the agent's going to go there and go, okay, fine. You want a $58 million cap number sitting on your cap next year by letting it play out the year? And then if we play out the year and we do what we did the second half of the year, anything we talk about this year is obsolete, and whatever the market is, I want that plus 10%. Knock yourself out.
See, man, I'm glad I don't got to deal with you.
It's a different stratosphere. But if Tua's negotiation is stalled at a certain point and the agents tell them, we think we can get X for Jordan, it's going to help you to be patient, he's going to be all for that.
Sure.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Joel Corey, former agent, writes for CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel. Let's talk about years here. In your piece, you talked about wanting it to be more of a shorter-term deal versus a longer-term deal. Explain that from an agent perspective.
Now that quarterbacks are playing longer and longer into their late 30s, then I would want as many bites as the apple, because the salary cap's going to keep going up, particularly as you have the media rights money keep coming into the equation and gambling revenue increases. It used to be, when Aaron Rodgers did his deal in 2018, that 4 new years was the norm for an extension. He did 4. Then you had the next year, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, they both gave up four new years. And the year before, Rodgers, you had, what's his name? The year after, you had Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Four new years. So that's what was the norm then. Now you had last year, everybody who went over $50 million per year, five new years. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert had 2 years left on the rookie contracts, five-year extensions, gave up five new years. Jalen Hurts, 1 year left, gave up five new years. A straight five-year deal for Lamar Jackson because of the franchise. So that kind of seems to be where you're going to settle into this thing is five new years will be six total years. It's probably what's going to happen.
I have been on the air saying, why not just go down the road of Patrick Mahomes if you can get Jordan Love and his agent to go there? Somewhere along the way of, let's say it's 10 years at $500 million, but I guarantee that you will be in the top five of quarterbacks throughout this entirety of this deal, and say 400 of it is guaranteed of the 500 million. Does the agent for Jordan Love call that a wrap and call it a day and we move forward? Or does he still try to leverage for lesser years on the deal?
Yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes is trying to have his cake and eat it too, because that thing was extremely backloaded. There wasn't a whole lot of cash in the early years, and we saw last year, after Joe Burrow's deal was done, they had to readjust the cash. They didn't change the overall dollars of the deal, but they shifted a lot of money forward. You're not going to get an agent to do a deal that long for a career. That's not the way to do it. It's going to probably be a 4 or 5 year extension unless Jordan Love is the one who is driving that train and says, I want to do a Mahomes concept. And then if you're going to do a Mahomes concept, remember that was $450 million is a 10-year extension back in 2020. And that was the year the salary cap was $198.2 million. We're at $255.4 million. So you're probably do a Mahomes-type deal, you're talking $700
million. Oh, my God. Really?
Roughly doing the math in my head.
What? Oh, they're never going to do that. No, the Packers will never, ever get into that.
If you're the agent, you're going to go, yeah, we can scale that thing up from when the cap was $198.2 million. Since we're in a $255.4 million cap environment, if you want to start talking that, and we're probably not going to be as player-friendly from a cash standpoint because that thing was so team-friendly, you had to readjust it in early September last year.
Do you see any way possible that this thing doesn't get done and he ends up playing this last year of his contract out going into next offseason?
I'd be shocked because I'm sure both sides are aware of this, that you can stick a franchise tag on him provided everything goes as everyone expects. Last time there was a franchise tag for a quarterback, it was Lamar Jackson. Surprisingly, they went the non-exclusive version, took a calculated risk that nobody was going to have any interest, and they were right. Lamar Jackson was a conventional quarterback. Jordan Love is a conventional quarterback. So if you look at the last two quarterbacks who were perceived to be at the high end of high caliber quarterbacks that were traded, the compensation sure was a lot more than two first-round picks for an unmatched offer sheet. So you might have to go the exclusive version, and the way the exclusive version is calculated, it's the top five salaries, which in this case means cap numbers, in 2025. Right now that projects to almost $58 million. And if you bring up franchise tag negotiation, I'm sure the agent's going to go there and go, okay, fine. You want a $58 million cap number sitting on your cap next year? By letting him play out the year, and then if we play out the year and we do what we did the second half of the year, anything we talk about this year is obsolete, and whatever the market is, I want that plus 10%. Knock yourself out.
See, man, I'm glad I don't got to deal with you. I'm very happy I don't got to deal with you. I got a question. Why aren't you an agent anymore? What happened? Why'd you get out?
Well, when people ask me what I did for a living, I would sometimes jokingly say professional babysitter. So that was the part of the business I was not all that crazy about.
Yeah, I know a few agents myself, and I've heard the stories about players being in trouble and having to go pick them up from place A or place B and all this other stuff. And
I'm not going to name him, but I had a player once near the turn of the century that had some problems. We sent him to Green Bay for one reason.
Keep him out of trouble. Right?
And he was able to focus on football.
That's all that matters. That's like Devondre Sweat, the partier from Texas, the defensive lineman. Going into the draft, I said, why would Green Bay care? Like, what's he going to do in Green Bay? He'll be fine. I don't care if he likes to party. Put him in Green Bay, he'll be fine. Now, obviously, that's not what ended up happening. He ended up going to Nashville. Congratulations. There's some partying that happens in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's my hometown. Actually, that place is surprisingly the bachelorette party capital of the country. I don't know how and why it became that way, but that's Nashville, Tennessee.
Country music, man. That's where that's all about. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and hopefully we'll get you on again in the future.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Joe Corey, former agent with CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.